Welcome to this edition of Morgan You Asked For podcast. Solo tonight. So this episode is going to be called Ramblin' Ryan, because that's what it's going to be. It's just going to be me solo talking about a few things, a little bit of sports, but more just, you know, things in general and everything like that. So first off, I just want to thank everybody that does listen to this podcast. We've done this for just a little bit over 4 years. We started this right in the beginning of COVID with our, you know, Trevor and I's mutual friend, Taylor Howard. He's from here in Oskaloosa, moved to Omaha, essentially a professional card player, poker player, and does a great job with that and, you know, living his life out in Omaha now and, you know, kind of has a family and doing everything there. And everything just kind of changed a little bit after a few life changes. And so it just didn't work out for him and I to continue to do that. But then Trevor stepped in and we've been doing this for about 3.5 years. We did, you know, several episodes there with Taylor, but then, you know, his life changed and for the better, and proud of him and what he's doing with his career and everything. But, you know, Trevor stepped in and we've, you know, kind of been nonstop for the most part for the last 3.5 years. So thank you to those of you that listen. I want to thank again Steve Shetler for letting us be on his programming. You know, I went to the Facebook page. I think I might have said this last week, but it is amazing how many people watch that. You know, just here in Southeast Iowa, thank those people. Dan Bryce at DB Landscaping, he kind of helped sponsor us and get us on that site. One of our friends actually played golf with him last Sunday. Really good golfer. Watched him on a par 4 drive the green, and we were told it lipped out by a group in front of us. So he just about held hole in one on a par 4, tapped in for eagle and took all of our money. So next time I have to take your money, Dan. All right. You know, just a couple other things, just housekeeping here for the podcast. You know, when you're listening to us, if you could, wherever you listen, Apple Podcast, Google, YouTube, Spotify, Amazon, iHeart, you know, any of the streams you do, if you could rate and review us and get it on that, it just helps the podcast. The more people that do that, just the algorithms, we all know the algorithms are what rule your web traffic and everything. So just if you do that, great. And then since this podcast is kind of through Spotify in a way, if you could listen to us on Spotify, if you have that capability or you listen to Spotify for your music, you know, subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and listen to us through that helps us even more than some of the others, just with our affiliation with Spotify. So again, thanks to all of those that do listen and review and rate us. Thanks to all those people. As I said, you know, just started this in COVID. I got this idea. I was on radio doing football and basketball for Cardinal High School here in Southeast Iowa. And I got away from that a little bit. COVID happened and it just intrigued me. And I listened to KXNO radio. For those of you here in Iowa, it's based out of Des Moines. You can listen to it on the podcasts, or it is a radio station, 106.3 FM out of Des Moines. 6 to 8 in the morning is called, you know, the Morning Rush with Travis Justice and Ross Peterson. 11 to 1 is Ken Miller and Trent Condon. 1 to 3 is Andy Fales and Keith Murphy, both from WHO. And then from 3 to 6 is Heather Burnside, right here from Southeast Iowa, graduated from Atumwa High School. And Sean, and our buddy Sean Roberts. So I listen to those about every day. And I listen, everybody makes fun of me when I listen to my podcasts or anything. I listen on double speed. So everybody walks in and they're like, what are you listening to? I'm just used to it. I like having a 45-minute show that only takes 20 minutes. I listen to it on my drive to and from work, about a half hour every day. there and back, and then driving around, traveling, just doing whatever I do. I spend quite a bit of time in the car, mostly by myself. It's just kind of my time. I think and I listen and everything. And also, you know, I'll listen to them. And then also Chris Williams and everybody at Cyclone Fanatic and Iowa Everywhere. I listen to all those podcasts as well. So, you know, if you're if you listen to this podcast, and you like this stuff, those are some other options to listen to. That's what I listen to. There are Hawkeye versions of all most of those instead of the Cyclone Fanatic. The Iowa Everywhere has Cyclone and Hawkeye stuff. Kind of, you know, the big show is Chris Hassel and Chris Williams. You know, Chris Hassel, formerly of WHO, is a Hawkeye fan. Chris Williams obviously runs Cyclone Fanatic. And that's kind of the big show there. But, you know, there's a Cyclone-centered one. There's a Hawkeye-centered one with Jordan Bohannon. There's kind of, you know, it's got a little bit of everything. So it's not all sports, but it is sports-themed, kind of like our podcast for the most part. And then, you know, also want to thank the other people that have been on this show. I already talked about, obviously, Taylor and Trevor, co-hosts. But then Zach is a frequent visitor anytime we need someone to jump on, which I probably could have called him tonight. Tonight was kind of sudden that Trev couldn't make it. So I'm like, I'll just do it by myself tonight. But usually I make a call to Zach, and he's more than happy to help us out and jump on. And then TJ Tassel and Brett Foster were part of, you know, when we first started this sports podcast, COVID happened, so no sports. So we kind of did a cereal bracket. We did Iowa Mr. Basketball bracket. So we just kind of did some fun things, and those guys joined us for those episodes. You know, what's really happened here in Iowa, you know, it's last week or so, it's truly turned from kind of winter, the cold spring, to a little bit warmer spring, and summer's fast approaching. Everybody's mowing their yards now, working on their yards, doing more things outside, going for walks. So that means it is time to get outside, enjoy everything, play golf. That's kind of what I do for fun. But this summer is a lot of concerts for me. Kind of just worked out that way. I don't know why I decided to go to this many, but I'm going to go watch Zach Bryan next week, Thursday and Friday, in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena. Then I'm going to Omaha to watch him the next week. So I'm going to see Zach Bryan three times in about 5 days. So that'll be super fun. He's my favorite artist. We've talked about it on the podcast. I've already seen him 4 or 5 times. So it'll be 3 more times. And then coming up May 4th in Indianola, kind of right out my parents' back door, at the Balloon Fields, is the Spring Revivalry. I don't know exactly what it's called, but Turnpike Troubadours are the headliners there. So that's kind of a most of the day event, kind of outside. Enjoy it, kind of hinterland-ish, and we're going to talk about hinterland here coming up. So, but that's a kind of a new concert series, and Turnpike Troubadours is a really good band I like. So we're going to listen to that. And then May 25th, Memorial Weekend, I'll be in Jack Trice Stadium, which is one of my favorite places to be in the fall to watch Cyclone football. But we're going there Saturday, May 25th, George Strait, Chris Stapleton, and Little Big Town. I wish to sit with George Strait for 4 or 5 straight hours, but that's just me. But really happy to see the others as well. Chris Stapleton's really good. Little Big Town has a few hits as well, but kind of going to make that a weekend. Going to bring up the camper and stay in the RV lot. I thank a friend for getting us that access to the RV Village, which is a great, great addition to Cyclone football. He parks there. We go there. We tailgate. We also, you know, we take our camper up, and we are just right across the creek there, across from Coldwater Links, the golf course. Take our camper onto a private spot instead of Iowa State land. But that is just, it's super fun on the weekends. And it's going to be interesting to see how full that is and how many people enjoy that. You know, if that happens to be weather, a great weekend. I mean, I'm going to go up Friday night, obviously all day Saturday for the concert. I'm planning on going in and out of the concert a couple times in between acts. Go out, have a few beers, and go back in. So that'll be nice and able to save a little money there grab a snack and everything instead of having to buy everything in the stadium. And, you know, George Strait, last concert I was in with Jack Trice Stadium, I was in college, went and saw George Strait at Jack Trice Stadium. So they don't have concerts there very much. I think that is going to be something that happens a little bit more frequent. But I'm going to take advantage of that as well. And then, as I kind of talked earlier, Hinterland did that last year to watch Zach Bryan. This year, Noah Kahan is the headliner and going to camp there with our camper as well and spend the weekend just, you know, friends and just fun activities and lots of bands there. And some bands you know, some bands you don't, and you listen to them and they're pretty good. And then you start listening to them more and more, and then they become more and more famous. Kind of like Zach Bryan, you know, Trevor kind of was the first one to hit on him. We actually saw him for $50 at the Valair Ballroom before it was renovated. It's a really nice place now. I need to get to it. Just reopened back up with like a $15, $20 million renovation. But this was before all that, you know, just him up there by himself. And it was a great show. And I wish we could go see him for $50 now, but that is not the case. Yeah, so again, Hinterland, Noah Kahan's the headliner, a couple other bands I like, Vampire Weekend and Red Clay Strays are a couple other bands that I know I want to listen to. And then as we get closer, we'll listen to some of the other bands that are there, 3-day event that has music each and every night there. Actually, you know, kind of, I have the sound off and everything, but I have a Noah Kahan video playing right now on YouTube as we're doing this podcast. Really, you know, sports right now, college football, college basketball is kind of our bread and butter here. Transfer portal just opened back up for football. Really nothing from Iowa State. There's a couple headline things from Coach Campbell that people are ending their football career medically. One guy tore his ACL. He's done for the year. Which is Carson Willich, which is kind of a big hit. He played a little bit last year for the linebacker core, but nothing too big. Iowa had added their punter to replace Torrey Taylor. He's from the same academy in Australia. It's kind of interesting. His quote, he didn't know anything about Iowa. He was just placed there. That's where his people or that academy, whatever, said you're going to Iowa. So there wasn't really a recruitment or find out if you like the place or not. That's just, I think he just kind of told us where he's going. Worked last time, so hopefully it works again for Iowa. Can't really think of a better place if you want to be a good punter, and they're going to use you effectively and the most efficiently is the Iowa Hawkeyes and head coach Kirk Ferentz. Basketball. So many portal entries. Kind of one that surprised, Bowen Bourne went in the transfer portal just yesterday or maybe it was Monday. And, you know, he said, you know, he loves Cedar Falls. He's going to graduate. He wants to try something new. I don't know if he just wants to get paid a little bit more money or he just wants something to try something else. Just interesting. I'd love to know, and they don't deserve to say it out loud or to me or to anybody. They make their decision on their own and for whatever they think is best for them. But I'd love to know the real reasons. You know, is it money? Is it they don't like the coaches or they don't like the team? Or is it they just want to try something new? Is it a family decision? Is it just he wants to do it? There was an article today in the Des Moines Register that I read about, and they interviewed Patrick McCaffrey. And that was and he said it was his decision. He told his mom first, then he told his dad, and they understood. Essentially, it came down to he just needed to get out of Iowa City, I think, for his mental health. Obviously, he grew up there, played there. He doesn't know any different. And then, obviously, it's got to be stressful being the coach's son. They hear things. You know, you can't say – they'll say they don't read everything. That's BS, and we all know that. They – see and hear everything. You know, he's not playing well. Why is he starting? And then he wasn't starting. He was hurt, mental health. And he just needed a new start. He's going to Butler, which is Indianapolis. I find that not It's not a coincidence. His brother's in Indianapolis working for the Pacers. His brother's girlfriend, which is what we're going to talk about next, just got drafted by the Indiana Fever, which is based in Indianapolis, obviously. So he's going to have people there to support him. He's not going there by himself. And his younger brother, who is going to be a senior next year, has already said he's not going to play for Iowa. And I know Notre Dame is in the recruiting, or maybe he ends up at Butler with right after his brother. I think Patrick has 1 year to play. He won't be able to stay and play with his brother. But if he likes the situation, Thad Mott is a winning basketball coach. Obviously been the head coach of Butler before, went to Ohio State, had great success. I'm 99% sure he was the coach when Greg Oden, and they were the number one team in the country. So he knows basketball and obviously very good. And obviously with his dad's connections through basketball, they know which coaches do it, quote unquote, the right way, know how they're going to treat their players, their, you know, whether Coach McCaffrey knows Thad Mott or not. I'm 99% sure he probably does, but even if he doesn't, he makes one phone call to one guy that does know him very well, and he'd get the lowdown with being in that career for his entire adult life. So he's not going in there blind on Coach Mata. Now moving on to Caitlin Clark. It has been an absolute whirlwind since the Final Four for her, winning a few awards. I actually listened to her press conference today at Indiana Fever, and she talked about how she was in LA to get an award, flew straight to New York, went straight to the Saturday Night Live set, practiced, did all that stuff. And that's what's crazy. She cannot do any wrong right now. Everything she's doing seems to be perfect. And I give so much credit to whoever she has surrounded herself with, whether it's just her family, her agent, her PR people, whoever her and her family have decided to help them make decisions and to surround themselves with. As of right now, it's working perfectly. She's saying all the right things. She's doing all the right things. She was on Pat McAfee today as well after the press conference with the Indiana Fever. Did a great job there. And she kind of jokingly said she'll show up every week on McAfee. And she's like, and he was like, that's binding. Sign it into contract. That's only going to keep her popularity at an all-time high. And that's, she needs to capitalize right now. And she is. And in the next thing I'm going to talk about, it's going to pay off for her. But yeah, if she could be a regular person on McAfee each week or whatever they decide to be to do with her, there's so many people that listen to that or watch that on ESPN now that just will increase her stardom, the WNBA stardom, women's basketball and women's sports in general. And that was one of the things McAfee talked about a lot, was thanking her for making him realize how good a sport it is. The sport is different than men's basketball. They play below the rim. I believe they're more skilled because they have to be able to play basketball. You know, I'm going to use Iowa State and Hassan Ward as an example. Is he a great, great basketball player? I don't know. But he is a freak athlete that's 6'10", 6'11". And you cannot teach that. You cannot block the shots. You cannot run the floor. You cannot, you know, dunk or play good offense, play good defense if you don't have those physical attributes. You cannot teach 11 and be a freak athlete. Now, Caitlin Clark is, and we've talked about this, she's 6 foot tall, so she's got a huge advantage in a lot, but there's a lot of people who can shoot, like, you know, not like her because she works harder than everybody else, but can develop those skills. You can't develop 6'11 and jump to 12 feet. I don't care how hard I worked. I'm 5'6, 5'7 at best. Have the biggest vertical jump in the world. I'm still not getting to 12 feet. Just not happen. physically will not happen. But if I would have worked like Caitlin Clark, I didn't. Nobody does. That's why she's better than everybody else. That's why Kobe Bryant was better than everybody else. Now, Kobe Bryant was blessed to be 6'6 and be a freak athlete, but he also worked harder than everybody else, which is why I consider him the second best basketball player of all time and the closest to Michael Jordan we'll ever see again. My opinion, but Michael and Kobe are the two closest in basketball players and two my two favorite, and it's not close. But just, you know, as you find a 6 foot, 6 foot two guard like Juju Watkins, you know, she's 6'2", plays like a guard. Okay. Obviously, she's bigger than most. It's like being 6'6", 6'7", 6'8 in the men's game, but she plays a guard. Now, the men's game's trending a little bit, maybe, or at least the college men's game is trending a little bit more back to the big person. Zach Edey's 7'4". Again, he's huge. Think about 6'10", 6'11". If you're 6'10", you're really big. Zach Edey's a half a foot taller than that. And then that Klingman for Connecticut is 7'2". Those are things you cannot teach, you know. Carmela Cardoza, 6'7". You cannot teach that. That's why she's so good in the women's game. Angel Reese is 6'3", 6'4". Those are, you know, that is what's special about them. But, you know, a Steph Curry, a Caitlin Clark, the skills they have playing basketball are worked at. Are they gifted? Absolutely. But something inside them drove them to be the best. And that's why some people are the best salespeople or the best. You place that whatever you want to be or, you know, career, whatever. Some people just have it and then work their tail off. That's what makes them special in sports or in regular life. The best lawyer, the best doctor, name it. Just saw this right before I started the podcast here. $10 million, at least $10 million. Eight-figure deal is what it's saying. So that's at least $10 million. Nike to Caitlin Clark for her own shoe. I think the only question, this wasn't really a question. The question was how much and what's the name of the shoe going to be? The Logo 3s? The CCs? That's going to be the only interesting part. What's the name of the shoe? I like the Logo 3s. CCs aren't too bad. 22s. In some combination of all of those. Pretty good. Nike is capitalizing, and they should. Women's basketball is capitalizing. They should. WNBA draft from last year to this year. 307% increase. 2.4 million people watched it. There's only been one WNBA event that's game, anything that's had more than that. I heard it was year 2000, one of the finals games. So 24 years ago. One event. And this was a draft. Now, is that headlined by Caitlin Clark? Absolutely. And in Iowa, we're very biased towards Caitlin Clark. But this draft class is not just Caitlin Clark. It's Angel Reese. It's Carmelo Cardoza. It's Cameron Brink. Which I didn't realize this. Cameron Brink has a family relationship with the Currys. Her and Steph Curry, obviously Steph's quite a bit older than her, but they got pictures when they were little together, hanging out. Didn't realize that. And who would have thought that Cameron Brink is taller than Steph Curry? But that is what it is. So that's interesting. It's amazing how small a world it really is. But the WNBA with this new class, and I know it was put on there, and Paige Buchers is going to come out next year. She'll be the number one pick. But that was like four of the top five recruits in the country. And they all are big time. They're all the top three, four, five, top six picks in the draft. No bus out of that group. when was the last number one high school player that really focused and was like player of the year and I can't miss it? Zion Williamson. And then the NBA, he can't stay healthy. And again, last night playing against the Lakers in the play-in tournament, has 40 points or real close to that if he didn't. Last few minutes, gets hurt, can't play, they lose. Just cannot stay healthy. So hopefully he can come back and play and give them that second chance in the tournament. This is pretty good. I didn't know how long I'd go here. We've been 25 minutes. I think we're going to about call it quits here. Again, thank you for listening, watching. If you're on the Steve Shetler Media, thank you. And tune in next time. Next time will be all NFL draft. Trev will be back. He'll be chomping at the bit, missing a week. We had a rundown all put together. Kind of just went on the fly tonight, solo. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you guys next week.